So, welcome back to the Scouts and I podcast. We had a bit of a break there in September, but we're now fully back going now in October. So, this month I have got our brand new youth commissioner with us. So, hello, Kelly.
Hello.
Hello. Cool. So, before we start anything, we are going to do our usual, which is some would you rather questions. This is my favorite part of the whole podcast. It's bad.
No pressure.
I really, really like would you rathers. Some of them have been really weird before in the past. I don't think I'm going to be repeating any, but
I feel like I'm too much of like an overthinker for that. Like I'll be like sitting going.
Oh no, I am. I'm looking at this going, oh, I really love that. I'm like, oh, but, so I'll do three. I always like that. I have
okay.
Few. Okay. So would you rather have Billie Eilish's future or Madonna's legacy?
Oh
yeah, I know. Starting off big.
I suppose Madonna's legacy, maybe. You don't really know what Billie Eilish has got coming.
That's true.
Anything could happen to her. Not that I hope it does, but like anything could happen to her.
Yeah.
For she's like still really young. She's got her whole life ahead of her.
Okay.
So yeah. I don't think I want to know what happens in the future. I'd like leave it as a legacy. And then, you know, you've got a wee platform as well you can work with.
Okay. Yep, that's fair. Yeah. I think I would probably go for the legacy. You said just don't know what's going to happen to Billie Eilish. She could, you know, disappear and look at Emma Raducanu, won the US Open, and kind of done much since then.
Blow all our money and disappear.
Well, yeah, okay. This one I think more suits me, but we won't ask this one. let's see. Would you rather be in a zombie apocalypse or a robot apocalypse? I already know my answer to this one.
A robot, because surely there's like an off switch somewhere.
I've always said if there was ever a zombie apocalypse, I know where I'm going. I'm coming down the valley. I know where we've got everything. There's fences the whole way around the place.
I was going to say like Crawfordsburn Caves or something.
Okay. Well, yeah. We still have many times, me and one of my leaders were like, you know, if there was ever a zombie apocalypse, or the valley's the place to go.
That's not a bad shout, to be fair.
I'm like, you know, there's water, you know, able to put this decent fences the whole way around it.
Put a wee hammock up and you're shorted.
Well, I was going to say stay inside, but yeah, that's fair, Okay, and then let's see, finally, would you rather lose the ability to read or lose the ability to speak?
That's a tough one.
Okay.
I feel like I read a lot, so probably speaking, because you could still write stuff down and whatever.
True, you like the auto dictate on your phone.
Yeah, but like otherwise you'd not like you scroll on social. I get so much news off social media.
Yeah, I'm
so you'd never be able to get it. So like if you had to wait for someone to tell you it, you would just never get it.
That's fair enough. Yeah, that's yeah. I think I don't actually know which one I choose now. I've said it.
There's pros and cons to both, I suppose.
If they're one of not listening to people, I think I'd choose that one.
Yeah, yeah. Just turn your ears off.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I grew up with the ability to read only because everything nowadays has like an auto dictate on it.
True.
That's my thinking. But if I'm for dinner somewhere, I would like someone not to be having to read me out the menu. But that's just me being me as well, though.
True. We did have a like reading for before our uni lectures, and I have a friend who tried to get her computer to read her the reading because she couldn't be bothered reading it. And it started reading like HTTP dot and like did the whole thing and all the adverts and all as well. So she just had to read
hilarious.
It.
That's perfect. Okay. So tell us a bit about your scouting role. So you just recently became youth commissioner 2 weeks ago.
About that,
September time ish.
Yeah.
So tell us a bit about it. What do you know about it?
What I know about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm induction pending, so after the induction I'll have more for you.
Okay, perfect.
But it is essentially just kind of being a port of call for the other county youth commissioners, district youth commissioners, you know, supporting those guys in their role, and just being the kind of the youth voice in the Scouts and I team, so bringing all the young people's opinions to the big boss table.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I suppose it's big shoes to follow, Nelly.
Yeah,
there's
she's a small person now, but like her and Rhiannon as well.
Of course,
very big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes, but she's
and the County Down trend, I've just realised.
I know, we love it. County Down loves it. No, Emily's added me into the group chat there recently and stuff, and I know a lot of the people anyway.
Even better then, that's handy.
So it's handy enough rather than, you know, going in and trying to like take over.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, but I think I'll be running to Emily. every now and then. Quite a bit.
It's not a bad thing. No. To have someone who knows what they're doing as well, exactly. who's been there and done it.
Yeah.
It's quite always handy to have someone who's able to go, yes, here's what you can do, here's this sort of stuff. So that is handy to have. Okay, perfect. So I suppose again, because you haven't been in the role that long, what have you done to settle into your role? Probably a bit of what you just said.
Yeah, a bit of getting in touch with Emily, having a wee chat with her. I also spoke to her before I came for my interview because it was like very last minute. I just forgot. Like we had the AGM at the end of September.
Yes.
And then my interview was like literally a week from that day. And I forgot until Jonathan came up to me and was like, we're seeing you next week.
That's hilarious.
And I was like, next week?
Did Jonathan know that? That you forgot?
No,
he does now.
I was like, that soon.
Yeah, he knows now.
There we go. So it was like literally like 2 days before I was like, Emily, help. It's like, what that's am hilarious. I doing? Settling in, yeah. I've spoken, sent a wee message to all the other youth commissioners.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've been to a few meetings now, and I knew Stephen and stuff anyway, but got to know all of those folk a bit better. So kind of building my little support system first, I suppose, before I dive in too far and drawing. So yeah, it's been good. I think we're in the process. I'll probably have a wee look at. I mean, our group chat's on Facebook Messenger and there's people in it that are about 40. So I think I'll look into maybe getting that done first, getting a nice new group chat and getting a proper core team of my county commissioners and going from there.
And this is just me asking the question of, is there a youth commissioner in every county or each district, or is that going to be a big thing for you to try and get that sorted?
Yeah, that's my first kind of goal. I can't even think of examples of where there's not, but there's a lot of unfilled ones. So I know Antrim is active. They've Ellie's their county youth commissioner, and they've a few district youth commissioners.
Okay, perfect.
And then I know Down has a district youth commissioner or a county youth commissioner and a few district ones, but I kind of just unofficially stepped out of Strangford.
Okay.
So Strangford will need refilled, and then I think it's important to fill the district ones first and kind of go from there, because I suppose it's on the groundwork that goes the furthest. So I'll look at filling those and get in touch with district commissioners and stuff and
perfect.
See if there's anybody up to the job.
That's good to know, at least you're ready for that to go and start that, which is the main thing.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I suppose because a lot of it is, you know, being nominated for a role. How were you recruited for the role?
Yeah.
And is this something you could have seen yourself doing? I know for me, I definitely would never want to do this.
Really?
I would know it would not be my sort of thing.
Not your jam.
Not at all. No, I'm also 27, so I definitely can't do it.
Well, but you're not too far off.
But yeah. So yeah, how were you recruited? Was this something you really wanted to do?
Yeah, so it was like an ongoing joke. I remember like my whole life, like all of my friends, like they were like, you're going to be the next Northern Ireland Youth Commissioner. Like, look at you. And I was like, just going to Scouts on a Monday night and like doing my bit. And they were like, Killy, like, because I think our scout group, so they kind of didn't have any leaders, and then we restarted it, myself and my mum, and we recruited like parent helpers from there. And those parent helpers now, I mean, they're women in their 40s, but they're like my best friends, and they stayed on and stuff. And it was an ongoing joke because obviously they didn't know what they were doing, whereas I had more scout knowledge than them. And they were like, Killy, you're the next youth commissioner. And I was like, ha 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 ha, funny. And then it got to the stage a few months ago, and I saw they were recruiting, didn't really say much, and then I had a few people who were like, oh, I've nominated you. And I was like, okay. And then I spoke to a few other people, and then a few more people nominated me. So I think there was quite a lot of, quite a lot of nominations in. So then from there, I got an email from Jonathan. It was actually while we were in London. I was with Adam, and I was like, there's my wee email. To go to, it was called a search panel, which is very intimidating.
That does sound quite intimidating.
It was very intimidating. Yeah. Wow. Jonathan was like, we've arranged for you to come meet a search panel. And I was like,
Yeah.
My nerves were settled when I walked in, and it was people I all recognized. So I think the language was intimidating, but it wasn't too bad. But yeah, so I went to that in the start of October. And yeah, it was all familiar faces. And it was just simple, well, not simple questions, but kind of anticipated questions.
Yes, of course, yeah.
It was what I was expecting. And then, Stephen rang me like an hour later as I was walking back into my Unicom in my full scout uniform, like an absolute weirdo on a Wednesday night. Everyone was on their way out for the night, and I was on my way back in. And he rang me as I was walking down and was just like, pleased to like, you know, offer you the role and stuff. And I was like, oh, thanks. And I remember him like laughing at me on the phone, and it was like, yeah, that's great. And it was a very short phone call, but I was very happy that night.
That's so good.
Went back into my accommodation, and everyone was like, are you not going out? And I was like, no. And I was like, guys, just got appointed the Northern Ireland Commissioner.
And they're going, cool.
Yeah, they were like, what's that? So yeah, it's funny though, because it's hard to explain to people outside of Scouts.
Have you roped them into being Scout leaders yet, those people?
I haven't, no.
Okay, well, I think that should be like one of the first things.
I will get on that one. They're on my list. But yeah, it was very...
Perfect.
Quick turnaround, short little, yeah, just kind of happened.
Growing up, you said, you know, it was like a running joke.
Yeah.
Would you have ever thought yourself that you could have been youth commissioner? Or is something you would have actually wanted to do?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was something, okay. Well, especially when I heard it got like the search panel or whatever, it was like, you know what, it is something I can see myself doing. Like, it feels kind of like a natural next step.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of work with like the NICI youth panel and stuff.
Okay.
So kind of being a youth representative, youth voice is something I've done before. And like, as cheesy as it is, don't want to be like a super scout or anything, but like my whole life just seems to be built around scouts, especially at the minute. I went to the American Jamboree, so post America, it was just scouts, scouts, scouts. Like, if people ask me what I do in my free time, it's scouts.
Yeah.
So it just kind of felt like a natural next step, which is why I went for it.
Fantastic.
So yeah.
Well, I feel the same. Before, my people say to me, "Oh, what do you do for a job? Like, work for the scouts?" Oh, okay.
What do you do in your free time?
I volunteer as a scout.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I did get asked actually a few weeks ago. I was with the new Belfast Atlantic Scout Group. And one of them said to me, was I the King Scout? I went, I don't think so, no. not that quite. I know, but like, I'm not the King Scout. Who is? I'm like, we don't have a King Scout.
That's not a thing.
Seemed quite disappointed. And I was like, I don't also want to be the King Scout.
You've got Queen Scouts. Maybe you have some King Scouts.
I am a Queen Scout, but they were like, are you the? I'm like, it's the King Scout. I'm like, no I don't think there's such a thing as the King Scout. Do I want to be it? Maybe not at all.
You know the whole like language changing thing. Maybe we'll make it the King Scout. Stephen's the King of Northern Ireland.
Fair enough. Yeah, I don't know how well I take that. Okay, so, you're now you especially said you volunteer in Strangford.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how do you think that role now, as a youth commissioner, as a Northern Ireland level role?
Yeah.
Lost higher up, within the. No one's saying more important, nothing more important than your own group, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But how is that going to work alongside? How are you going to balance that? The question.
At the minute, the reason I haven't been to Scouts on a Monday night is actually uni. So this role hasn't stopped me so far.
uni has.
I kind of am all over the place in County Down, to be fair. Okay. So mostly First Ards, which is Strangford. And that was actually the group my dad went to Scouts in when he was younger. So he still knows like our group scout leader and all the exec and all the rest of it. And I actually only started because my brother was in Squirrels. And I needed Duke of Ed volunteering, so I did Squirrels a fair few years ago now.
Okay.
And I got in that way, and then my brother moved up to Beavers. They had no Beaver leaders, they had like a parents meeting, so I went with my mum to that. Mum was like, I'll do the admin side of stuff, but I'm not going on evenings. And I was like, okay, well, I'll not do the admin, but like, I'll go in the evenings.
Fair, yeah.
And here we are, what, 3 years later, and all of us are there every Monday night, and all of us are writing emails every weekend.
Always the way.
So I haven't been there because of uni, but I am very keen to get back. I know a few weeks ago, it must have been like the week after, Stephen must have told me I got this on the Wednesday, and then I was there the next Monday. I just popped in to get my mum's car keys because I left something in her car, and I was on my way to something for uni, and I walked in, and one of the scout leaders was there helping, and she was like, oh, Beavers, look, we're getting a visit from the Northern Ireland Youth Commissioner.
That's hilarious.
And I was like, okay, guys, no need to. No.
Okay, then.
I'm just Keely. So that was funny. And then I do a bit of explorer leadering in Copeland.
The best section.
Which it is the best section, but it's hard when you're 19 and the explorers are like 17, 18. So I haven't been there too much either because it's also on a Monday night.
Okay.
So stumped. But no, I don't think, hopefully it won't affect it. I just need to figure out this whole uni thing and then I'll get back to on the ground scouting.
Uni takes up a lot of your life and I'll say that as being literally
going to uni. I'm only in 3 days a week, like, but when I'm in long days. But no, I miss my explorer group that I did explorers in Bangor, and they're on a Thursday. So I think I'll maybe try and go and lend a hand there just to keep me taken over.
I'm sure there's plenty of explorer groups in Belfast. I'm assuming, are you at university at I am at university. Oh, well, I'm sure there's plenty of groups around Belfast who would happily help.
I know, I'm just saying. Don't say the words, I'll be roped in.
I hear my group meets on a Friday night, so we'll take any help we can get.
I did look at it because I was living in halls, but then when I got my timetable, I'm only in 3 days a week. So, I was like, I'm not paying for halls. So I've moved back home.
Okay.
So I actually can still, if I was free enough, I would still be going to Beavers and Cubs and stuff on a Monday. Okay. It's just a bit of a nightmare. But I think I'll speak to Adam. I'm sure Adam will have a job for me in Belfast.
Guarantee it.
Yeah, there'll be one somewhere.
Money on it.
Got a long day on a Tuesday. I finished uni at 5, so I could just nip to Scouts after that.
I'm sure there'll be a group meeting a Tuesday night. If not, we'll find one.
Yes.
We'll find one for you. I'm saying I'll have the leader also in Belfast going, we'll find your group, don't worry. We'll find you one. We talked a bit about you're involved in Strangford.
Yep.
How long? So 3 years you did that for. Were you involved in scouting growing up?
No. Controversially.
Ooh, I know.
I know. I was a guide.
Oh, well, Vicky, to be fair, the guide she and I worked for. Guide. Jonathan was he worked for the
Yeah, that's worse.
You tell him that if you want.
No, I was a guide. So okay. I went to America, so the last Jamboree,
okay.
as a guide. And I think it was then that I really started being like, Scouts is the one for me.
Yeah.
So I can't honestly remember when I started Squirrels, but I think it was before I went to America, definitely.
That 2019 was that?
I think it could have even been 2018, you know?
That the World Scout
America
Jamboree?
Was 2019.
Okay.
But I think I started Squirrels maybe 2018.
Okay, fair enough, yes.
So a wee while, and obviously knew about Scouts being a guide, and it used to be like, guides were going to two camp, and we were like, oh, the Scouts going to be there? So like you're something I was aware of.
And
in fairness, I had a really good guide grip in Ards. It was very like, you know, I don't want to like diss the guides. You know the way you get some grips and they're very like stay in the hall? Like our group is very good at going out and camping doing things.
I think that's even with some scout groups, some are happy to keeping their own, like,
exactly.
don't say body, but like stay in their own, like, you know,
it depends
way.
On the group you're with.
Totally. That's across the whole board of any organization, I think.
So I had very, very good guide grip in Ards. But then just with going to America and obviously like our leaders, like I had Aldo, Callum and Sam, like what an elite trio. I think a lot of the guides after that trip actually ended up coming to Scouts. So you got a wee group of us. I mean, Sasha as well, she was a guide with me in America.
Okay.
And now she's the Belfast Youth Commissioner.
That is
so
true, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
We're taking over.
I think that does help a lot, but I've noticed, like, you know, my leaders my leaders when I was in Scouts and Explorers are still leaders I'm a leader with.
Yeah.
I think it does help a lot of time when you have leaders who, you know, actually want to invest in you. And are like, you know, we actually want to be there. Compared to, you know, a leader who's just like, you know, tape box and there for the night and there for 2 hours and see you next week, don't
literally.
Care. That's it.
When
you actually have leaders who want to invest, I'm like, it's a win-win.
Literally.
Like they want to be there for that reason of why wouldn't you take the opportunity?
Yeah. I think Aldo was especially a big part in me moving to Scouts.
Okay.
He was just amazing. And the whole time we were in America, like there wasn't any, like there was no difference between the Scouts and the guides. Yeah. We all mucked in, you know, you wouldn't know who was who. But I think it was one of those things, like especially when you're in full uniform, like I had my kilt, but I had the guide shirt,
okay,
the wee t-shirt. And I was like, I want a shirt. but then, just things happened and we came home and I was like, you know what, no, I want to go to Explorers. We didn't really have a set ranger grip at home either.
Is that the equivalent of Explorers? Okay.
Yeah, essentially.
Okay.
So I was just kind of, you know, I was going to end up doing young leaders, but Brownies just wasn't for me. Too much arts and crafts. So I came home and I went to Explorers with Mark, who I went to America with, and he was already an Explorer in Bangor. So I went over there and loved it and haven't really stopped.
You're here since? You're, I've been in Squirrels, so I'm...
Your energy.
22 years.
Yeah.
It's been a long 22
You're
years.
You're nearly as old as Squirrels.
Literally, I know. Okay. So, again, we've said a wee bit about what you do as your youth commissioner role, or you talked a bit about your own scouting role. What do you do when you're not scouting? So give us a few things what you enjoy doing. So uni might not be one you enjoy, but a few things of what you actually do when you're not scouting.
Yeah. It's actually really hard to answer because it's always people outside of Scouts asking me this and I'm like, Scouts, I do Scouts.
Yeah. The answer can't be Scouts.
Yeah, it can't be Scouts.
No.
Dang it.
The one cannot be Scouts.
I go to uni at Queen's. That's my life. No, I do the other stuff.
I hear if you had left that, I would have went, that's fair, accurate.
Yeah.
I'll accept that.
No, I do a bit of work with the Northern Ireland Commissioner for Children and Young People. So I was on her youth panel for a few years there when I was still in school, and still doing bits and pieces on that. Just a little random bit here and there. Yeah, a lot of reading. I like to read.
What was the last book you read?
Oh, that's a good question.
I've been nosy now.
I think I reread The Help recently. I don't know if that was the last one, but I reread it very recently.
Fortunately, that means nothing to me.
No, it's no. Like...
I'm not a big book reader, to be honest.
The Help is very... It's a good book.
I'm very much a... If I can watch the film...
I bet you've seen the film for The Help or like clips out of it. It's like the Black Civil Rights Movement in America. It's very good. You've probably seen like clips of it.
I probably have. I'm looking it up.
There's one like really iconic scene where she like makes Rita Pie made of stuff that's not pie.
I recognize the poster for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen it, but yeah.
It is good. It's a good book. I reread that recently just because one of my history modules is Black Civil Rights. So it's
okay. What do you actually study at university?
It's a liberal arts degree.
Okay.
It's in brackets. I got it through clearing, wasn't plan A, but I'm loving it. So it was liberal arts in brackets, history and politics. So at A level, I did economics, history and politics.
Okay.
It's kind of my jam.
Yep.
So I'm getting to do, I do a philosophy module, I do a history module, I do a liberal arts module, which is migration, so human rights.
Okay.
And kind of the end goal of all of this is human rights law down the line.
Interesting.
And charity work. So that was going to be my last fun fact, what I do outside of Scouts, is I work for the RNLI now. So that's my job, which is nice because it's charity work and I'm a fundraiser. So it feels like I'm volunteering, which I do a lot of.
Yes.
But it's my job. So it's nice.
Of course. And I think that's, if you do a job that you enjoy.
Exactly. And you're passionate like about it. Yeah. Yes,
of course. Yeah.
It is. It's like going and like, we obviously don't collect with buckets, but it's like going and doing a bucket collection for Scouts. You know what you're talking about and you can speak to people and it's social. And I get like all summer I was on Bangor Promenade. Like if you walked down Bangor Promenade over the summer, you probably saw me there my uniform. Okay. And I now know the dogs of Bangor.
Like, yeah, that's not a bad thing.
Genuinely.
To be honest.
They walk past and I'm like, Bella.
I think if Vicky was here, she'd be like, oh yes, if you'd be on the moon, she'd be like, can I join with the dogs there?
We are hiring.
You want to go tell her that you're far away.
Be like, Jonathan, you can't have Vicky anymore. She's coming to us.
We have dogs.
Yeah.
We have dogs. Okay, so uni takes up a lot of your life.
It does. Between uni, work, Scouts, and we're at home. We're in the middle of like moving house and everything at the minute.
Fair enough.
So hopefully I'll find some more hobbies after that. But like at uni, very... keeping in my style, I'd like to go to like debating and stuff and see you and all the rest of it. So keep myself occupied.
I always just think that's like just such a big like American thing. Like
it is.
Like a debate club. I'm like,
a debate club. I know.
Granted, my university has 15 of us in our course.
Yeah.
And like we didn't have a debate course. We debated with each other every day. It felt like a debate course.
There's only like 19 people in liberal arts. It's insane.
Okay.
It's not a very big course. And then because we just dip into other modules, you hardly see them.
I suppose that's nice as well with only having 19 people that you get the know those 19 more than if you have like 200 people. You might get to know there's Jimmy over there, there's Billy.
It's nice because you're in smaller classrooms as well, you're not in big lecture halls, so it's not more like your wee seminar groups
personal.
They're better.
Fair enough. Okay, so final question, and this can you can answer both of these from at least your whole scouting life,
all 5 or 6 years
so your highlight of scouting and why. Mm-hmm. And your low light in Scouts, your time in scouting, and why? So something, if I say something that's been good, someone will say something that's been bad, but something that could have been better, we'll go with.
Okay.
So what do you want? We'll start with the bad one, sure, and finish on the good one.
The bad one.
Yeah.
That's maybe harder to think of. Like the good one, I have so many that I could go through, but
we'll go for the good one then.
Well, okay. But now I can't pick a good one. I'm gonna go for like multiple good ones.
Okay, that's fine. Choose as many as you want.
America and the build up to America was incredible.
Okay.
Arguably part of that was his guide, but we'll count it.
That's okay. We'll accept that.
The like the training weekends, like getting to know everybody, and they still like some of these people are still my like best friends now. It's incredible. And I saw Aldo and Callum when I was on my way in here for a meeting the other night, actually. Had we catch up with them, and I rarely see them. So it's really nice. America, that's just like the go-to. Like that's really what kicked off my scouting career.
Okay.
So it gets an honourable mention.
One
good one.
I don't know how many you're gonna have, so I'm like, we can keep going.
So London was a big one.
Yeah.
That was the kind of the other bigger event I've done. London was amazing, and
For people who don't know what London is, do you want to explain a bit? People who don't just go London, you'd be like, theme of America. America is the World Scout Jamboree, I'm guessing.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
People who don't realize America is that London is.
London is. It was called Operation Feather. So when the Queen died, they called in Scouts to go help.
Yep.
So I got to be one of the, I think, 120 initially. We ended up calling in more because we were working that hard. So I was one of the 120 initially to get to go over to London.
The nine from Northern Ireland?
Yeah, nine from Northern Ireland, yeah. I know Northern Ireland, 120 and there's nine of us. That's not too bad.
No, not at all.
Compared to what we usually get.
Yeah, I know.
So yeah, we got to go to London for a week and it was, I mean, like, it was there. We were there for a solemn reason, but it was still like, you went into London in the mornings and you did your duty. That was kind of the hardest part of the day.
Early starts.
I was
I don't want to ask too much because next month we're going to have Kelly back on again, talk a bit about it. So I don't want to ask too much about it in case you were like, I'm not going to listen to that one.
No, half five starts. Our bus left at half five. So I was in the shower some morning at 4:15.
That sounds horrible.
It was hard work. And then we left London City Centre at 3:30.
Okay.
So they were long shifts, but we had the best shift because some people had like overnight shifts.
Which like was a cold. Because I knew over that week, that weekend around that time, it got really cold at times.
It did get really cold. People were standing in the queue shivering. But we, so London, that was a big one. And then you did your hard work and you went back to Gilwell, which is the headquarters. And you just like, you sat down and you chatted with everybody. And I know it's actually coming in really handy now because a lot of the people there were county or area youth commissioners in England. So got a few contacts going.
Well, you were like, I'm a Northern Ireland youth commissioner. Yeah, so like, what about us? I know. You're only a region youth commissioner. I'm the Northern Ireland youth commissioner.
Yeah. I was like not nothing, but I was in London as a scout.
Yes.
And then I came home and they were all like county youth commissioners. I came home and was like, guys. Yeah, London was a big one. And then
fantastic.
The other one probably for me is getting Beavers and Cubs back up and running. Like that's kind of fantastic. Not one event, but it's really nice to see.
Totally.
Going in, you know, no Beavers, no Cub leaders. We started up Beavers first. It was mostly like leaders' kids and my wee brother and stuff. And then that expanded. We started running Cubs at the same time on a Monday night. And now, I mean, we have full units and we have a really long waiting list. So it's incredible. It's really good. I know. And like the leaders, like I said, they are 40-year-old women, but they are literally my best friends. It's so funny. Like we go out all the time and we go do stuff and everything that happens in my life, I'm straight in the group chat. It's like me and one of my best friends who's the same age as me.
Yeah.
And then my mum and these two 40-year-old women and they're like my best friends.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's amazing. It's so good.
My leaders, again, I'm the youngest out of all my three leaders. Like the three leaders, Peter, Jonathan and Matt were my leaders growing up.
Yeah.
Jonathan just got married. Peter and Matthew both have two kids. I'm like, And that's just, and that's how it is where, you know, you think that a lot of time the leaders you're with kind of like become a family in a way.
They do.
Because you're there with them so much. Like I know my leaders will, we would have like went to cinema loads. We went for food. Or every summer we do a barbecue together. Yeah. Just at the time of getting together, like we're not going to worry about scouts. It's just a bit of time that be out there with a bit of crack.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and that's what you want.
Very much so. Like even those guys' husbands and all get involved and it's just like a wee family. We'll go out and do stuff.
I get them to be leaders yet?
Not yet. I think it's a combination of like one of them is there and while she's at scouts, he's doing the runs to football and dance and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
But he is very good. Gavin, he's very good at coming. He loves a wee bit of like camping, a bit of barbecuing. So he's a seasonal helper.
Oh, I hear.
So we're getting there.
Better than nothing, at least to give people that experience.
Exactly. Yeah, he does.
So, three highlights, two very good highlights.
Yeah.
No, something that, it doesn't have to be anything you can say. I haven't had any bad memories in scouting.
Yeah, I don't think I have had any particularly bad memories. I think probably like the lows would be coming home from those sorts of camps.
Of course.
Oh no, actually I do have a low.
Okay.
I do have a low.
I seem very excited actually saying you've got one. Like, yeah, I've got one.
I went to Red Rose this past summer.
Okay.
With that Bangor Scout group. So I went with Kraken Explorers and 12th Bangor Scouts.
Yeah.
We were away, Gillian and Kieran and Evan. So they're like literally the funniest people I've ever met.
Yeah.
So myself and Megan went with them. Me and Megan were on staff, so that was fine. And then about halfway through the week, this was in, was August, so it was like really, really warm.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It was like heat wave.
I remember seeing that,
roasting. And we were lying about one day, I can't remember, just waiting on dinner, waiting on our shift to start, because we were evening entertainment team, so we were waiting on our shift.
Okay.
And I must have got sunburned. I don't remember getting sunburned, but I must have got sunburned. And the next morning I woke up and I could not move and it was all across my back, like bright red. And I ended up going to some random hospital in England and getting like rehydrated and
that is mental.
All this stuff in my sun cream. And then when I came home, I was back in hospital twice because something was wrong with my kidneys because I had been that dehydrated from the sunburn. So that was a low, but also wasn't
that,
really
that
low.
That is a fair enough low. I'll, yeah. I'll, like, yeah.
But
like,
they
yeah,
also like, totally. They looked after me so well, like Megan thing, and all the perfect. All the leaders. So it was still like funny. And Kieran, you know, he drove us to A&E in the Lake District and bought us a cold Chinese. So there's still highs and the lows.
Cold Chinese? I actually found that appealing.
After you'd been sitting there all night, I was just
you were
ready.
Like, I'll eat anything?
Yeah, it was
that's
just
fair.
Me it. But perfect. Yeah, it's hard to pick a low.
I think that is, like, I know my own skirting. I don't think I could probably be like, oh, that was rubbish. I'm like, but it wouldn't be. So it's something I'm like, I remember it.
Yeah.
It can't have been that bad.
No.
That's my thinking. If it was that bad, I wouldn't want to remember
yeah,
it.
Yeah, bad stuff, like, it's just something to, like, give you to fix. Like, if you have a bad night with cubs and you, like, you can identify why it was bad and you fix it for the next week. It's not yeah. like a, it's not a low per se.
Like, I know with my own scout group, some of the bad nights have been people getting hurt.
Yeah.
But you remember them because, like, one of our scouts years ago fell and accidentally cut part of his ear off.
Oh, flip.
I'm like, you know, it's something we all go, oh, we all remember that.
Yeah.
I'm like, he was very injury prone. He could have looked at the wall and exactly. ended up hurting himself by running into it.
You laugh about it now, in a weird way.
I just didn't deal with it. The leader in charge, Johnny, he does not laugh about it. He's like, oh, every time. I'm like, yeah, sorry. But yeah, it's one of those ones where, you know, you do remember, don't yeah. say the bad times, but you do as yeah. the times of, well, you look back at it going, actually it was kind of funny that actually wasn't that bad.
Yeah, no, definitely.
But yeah, but thank you very much for being on.
You're welcome.
Kelly, so it's been exciting to find out a bit more about who you are, what the youth nutritional role throws is.
Yes.
And if anyone sees Kelly about the place, ask her about her sunburn.
Take a selfie with me.
Or that too, yeah. Ask her about going to London, even about the World Cup Jamboree, because yeah. 2027... That'll come around very quickly again.
I'm off to Korea next summer too. You can come.
Oh, fantastic.
Come to some of my quiz nights and stuff.
I wish I could go, but I'm working.
I haven't had to organise that one, so.
I'd like to go to it. I still might try and get to it.
You should.
I do. So yes, if you really want to go, tickets are £10.
They
can be bought on the Scouts and I website. I'll link it on this when we do finish this up.
Worthwhile going. Very good night.
Very good prizes as well.
Supporting local. There are very good prizes.
They are.
Actually.
They're really good.
They are really good.
I've seen them. Like, I think they're really good. United season tickets, I really would go see Man United.
There's so many good ones. We did a raffle in March.
Yep.
And I thought we had good prizes for me.
Peter Wilson just went above and beyond with this.
No,
I'm like,
that man's a magician.
Pretty much, yes. But we'll finish there. So thank you very much for being on.
Yes, you're welcome.
And
for me.
We'll see you all next month.